USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Indiana University Health, the biggest hospital system in the state, has announced that 125 staff members are no longer employed there after refusing to comply with the organization's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. A spokesperson for IU Health told Newsweek that the employees who refused to get the shot resigned. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, joined Fox's America's Newsroom Thursday to weigh in on General Milley's China allegations.
There were multiple members of the administration that thought they knew better than the president. That's a very dangerous thing. There is only one president at a time. And for you to go and have the call with the Chinese, there's nothing wrong with that. For you not to tell the president that you had that call with the Chinese and for him not to be aware, that's the problem.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.